the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Jesus. The epistle starts with the words this morning, whatsoever is written for our learning. And then the gospel ends with the words, this morning, saying that the word of God will never pass away. And as we reflect upon the word, I believe that the writers of the collects must have based the collect for today from that epistle to the Romans, because it says that we are to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest. What is the message for us today? It is this, that as we prepare ourselves for Christmas, to meet Christ's coming as a child, we continue to prepare ourselves to meet him when he comes again at the general resurrection at the second time. And it behoves us in our preparation to read the word, let the word sink into our lives, let the word direct our lives, let the word build in us faith, let the word speak to us daily how we should live our lives. So to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest means that God speaks to us. We listen to him through the word. And the beautiful sermon hymn speaks of book of books. The book of books, of course, is the word of God, the Bible. So for any Christian to have a lively faith, we must read and understand God as he presents himself to us in reading. The Christian life, of course, is for us to get closer to God, but also we cannot get closer to God unless we understand God. God presents himself to us as Redeemer, as Sanctifier, as Friend. Do we accept him? Those of us who accept him will be sure to hear those words when he comes, well done, thou good and faithful servant. So every Sunday we come here, we are trying to say to him, oh God, I have sinned, I am not worthy, and I need to know more about you. I need your help. Without you, I can do nothing. We are all unworthy. And as a result of that, we fail in all our doings and all our strivings. But thank God, there is hope. Again, the collect speaks about our hope for everlasting life. The hope we have is not in ourselves, but in Christ Jesus himself. When we read about him, when we mark what he did, when we put him in our lives, it will make a difference in our walk through this life. And we have a responsibility. The responsibility is to show others this Jesus that we have met. And we live in a changing world today. We're in a world that it's an unchurched world. So how will we get the message out? The last words of Jesus before he left earth was to go teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and tell them about me, that they may find life everlasting. Christ presents his life to us today, dear brothers and sister. Christ comes to us in the Eucharist. When we really receive this Eucharist in faith, Christ will be more meaningful to us. And I pray that today, this second Sunday of Advent, that we will continue to prepare ourselves to meet him by daily reading, marking, learning, and inwardly digesting. Because without Christ, we are nothing. And so today we offer this Eucharist for all those who are still searching for Christ, those who do not regard Christ, those who are still losing faith, and those who need Him in their lives. We come together today to, as we remember Christ, to remember that He will build us in faith if we hear His word. Let your light so shine that they may glorify God today.